Chapter 7. Chris blinked several times and pushed herself up in bed with both hands. Her left hand tingled. She must have been sleeping on it, she realized.
What? What's wrong?
Lindy asked, her voice fogged with sleep.
Where's Mr. Wood? Chris demanded impatiently. Where'd you put him?
Huh? Put him?
Lindy struggled to focus her eyes. She saw Slappy sitting stiffly on the chair across the room, by himself.
It's not funny,
Chris snapped. She climbed out of bed, pulled down the hem of her nightshirt, and made her way quickly to the chair in front of the window.
Don't you ever get tired of playing stupid jokes?
Jokes? Huh?
Lindy lowered her feet to the floor. Chris bent down to search the floor under the chair. Then she moved to the foot of the bed and got down on her knees to search under both twin beds.
Where is he, Lindy?
She asked angrily on her knees at the foot of the bed.
I don't think this is funny. I really don't.
Well, neither do I,
Lindy insisted, standing up and stretching. Chris climbed to her feet. Her eyes went wide as she spotted the missing dummy.
Oh!
Lindy followed her sister's startled gaze. Mr. Wood grinned at them from the doorway. He appeared to be standing, his skinny legs bent at an awkward angle. He was wearing Chris's dress-up clothes, the Betsy Johnson skirt, and the silk blouse. Her mouth wide open in surprise, Chris made her way quickly to the doorway. She immediately saw that the dummy wasn't really standing on his own. He had been propped up, the doorknob shoved into the opening in his back. She grabbed the dummy by the waist and pulled him away from the door.
My blouse! It's all wrinkled! She cried, holding it so Lindy could see.
She narrowed her eyes angrily at her sister.
This was so obnoxious of you, Lindy!
Me?
Lindy shrieked.
I swear, Chris, I didn't do it. I slept like a rock last night. I didn't move. I didn't get up till you woke me. I didn't do it, really.
Chris stared hard at her sister, then lowered her eyes to the dummy. In her blouse and skirt, Mr. Wood grinned up at her, as if enjoying her bewilderment.
Well, Mr. Wood, Chris said aloud, I guess you put on my clothes and walked to the door all by yourself.
Lindy started to say something, but their mother's voice from downstairs interrupted.
Are you girls going to school today? Where are you? You're late.
Coming,
Chris called down, casting an angry glance at Lindy. She carefully set Mr. Wood down on his back on her bed and pulled her skirt and blouse off him. She looked up to see Lindy making a mad dash across the hall to be first in the bathroom. Sighing, Chris stared down at Mr. Wood. The dummy grinned up at her, a mischievous grin on his face.
Well, what's going on? She asked the dummy. I didn't dress you up and move you, and Lindy swears she didn't do it.
But if we didn't do it, she thought, who did?